On the telephone line is Darren Earn, the president of Grants International. We're talking about employment insurance premiums. If you are related to the owner of the company, or you're related to the owner of the company that you work for, and you're paying EI premiums, then perhaps you could be in line to get some money back. And Darren, one thing that that really is a focus of that this the fact that EI premiums have gone up so much over the past few years. We're talking about a significant amount of money.
Yeah, the amounts that we're talking about are not small amounts. You need to also understand, don't just look at one paycheck and see, you know, oh, it's only $50 coming off my paycheck, because that happens every single paycheck. And it also what matters is that if you're paying $50, well, the company's paying 1.4 times that, and this is your family's company. So if you look at the T4 at the end of the year and you see this amount in your box, I think 38 or 39, it will show you the amount that was deducted for the cold entire current year. We have a deadline that we have to meet, and if we don't get your application in before December the 31st, you will lose out on any premiums that you've paid in the 2001 year, and they get to keep that money just because they have a law that says we can only go back 3 years from the year which we file. But that also includes the current year, and being as that it's near the end of this year, we're talking about a retroactive backwards refund of 4 full years of premiums that both you've paid and that the company has paid. So the entire family gets their money back. So we're talking 2001, 2002, 2003, and the current year of 2004, just going backwards. And if you're making the maximum insurable earnings, if you're paid roughly $40,000 a year, that means you're paying the maximum. You should be entitled to as much as $8,000 retroactively refunded per family member. So now, that's a lot of money. More importantly, if you're not eligible to collect employment insurance, and we can get the government to document that in writing so that we don't have to pay it anymore, over the next 15 years, you're not going to have to pay that $2,000 every single year. Over the next 15 years, including the retroactive savings, we're looking at a refund and future savings of close to $40,000 per family member. So envision this. You've got your spouse and your two children on the payroll. You're deducting and paying employment insurance. First of all, don't even know whether or not they're eligible. We're going to find that out for you. If they're not eligible, we're going to get each of you your refunds back. That's retroactive refunds of close to $24,000 back into your family's pocket. And we're going to save you $6,000 a year. Over the next 15 years, total savings could be as much as $120,000. And this is simply because you don't have to pay for something that you weren't eligible for in the first place. But remember, the onus is on you. They're not running out to try to help you with this process. They've got a $50 billion surplus. The onus is on you to know that you've been making these overpayments, and the process is rather tricky. You've got to get through it right the first time, or you will end up paying these premiums for the rest of your life.
And still likely not be eligible to collect.
And still not eligible to collect benefits.
The key thing, though, is it doesn't cost anybody a thing to find out if indeed this applies to them. All they have to do is pick up the phone and give you guys a call, Darren.
That's correct. We do not charge 1 cent up front. There is no hourly fees. We're not going to be keeping track of photocopies and faxes, and we're not sending couriers out and back and forth. We pick up all the costs. If we can't deliver a refund, there is no charge. We work on a percentage of what we can get you back so that if you don't have to pay anymore, then you're saving money. We get paid only if you win. If we end up with a letter that says that you are eligible and you choose that that's the end, there will be no fee. I'm not comfortable with letters that say that you are eligible today may not count down the road, but there's a lot more complication there. I've heard horror stories about this. Like, some people have tried to do this. They go to the people at the CCRA and ask them, you know, for this process to be done on them, and of course they end up with the letter that says they're eligible, which means you have to keep paying premiums. But then years later they go to the employment insurance office when they actually get laid off, and they make a claim for benefits, and question number 35 on the application for unemployment benefits says, were you related to the owner of the company, and you tick off yes, send you in for further investigation, and then they deny you benefits, and they say things like, well, as of the date that you got laid off from the company, you worked there for free for a couple of weeks, so starting that date, you were no longer eligible, even though you paid for the last 10 years. And that's when, you know, you'll be thinking about this show going, that guy was right. He's, he told us the way it was going to happen. I've heard so many of those horror stories. There's only one safe place for your money when you are related to the owner of the company, and that's in your pocket, and that's back into your RSPs, and where that you will have access to the money in case you need it, because they've got this panel. I'm going to read you a little quote here. This is out of a court case, and I've been to court on many, many occasions. Like, I win 90% of my court cases. It's just that complicated of a system, though, that we even us, who's done this over 3,000 times, end up in the courts. But I'm going to read you out of one of the court cases that we won. This is the purpose of that clause that we talked about earlier in the show. And I quote, employment arrangements made between related people are not included. Quite clearly, the original purpose of this legislation was to safeguard the system from having to pay out a multitude of benefits based on artificial or fictitious employment arrangements. There was never any suggestion that it was designed to allow the minister to proactively reach out and bring people into the scheme in order to collect premiums when they have no wish to be there. Okay, end quote. That's the judge speaking of why the law exists and what the minister has been doing. So we know that this law is there to protect the system from people who are related, who have the ability to potentially lay off their family members to collect benefits when really there was no proper work interruption. They just wanted to collect benefits. Somebody obviously did it. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And now all of the related family members right across this country have been painted with that same tainted brush. You're all cheaters. You're all not eligible unless you can prove to the government that you are. But at the same time, the minister, being the government, is using that clause to reach out and say, hey, you might be eligible, so here, we're assessing you. You have to pay. And unfortunately for you, if you don't understand this process and you miss the deadline, like they send you an assessment, and if you don't appeal it within 30 days, you've admitted that you have to pay it. And this is a common problem, and people don't know that they lose their appeal rights. They lose all their rights if they don't fight something that, even if it was done wrongly, it's a very unfair system. It's been documented in the courts as being unfair. It's been documented in the courts as that there's a double standard that's become and done and be... Sorry, that has been established, and you need professional assistance to take you through this process and clarify your situation so that the right thing happens, and that is that if you're not eligible for benefits, that you have it documented so that if they ever do send you the assessment, you have something that you can send them within 30 days. You don't have to go through this process unknowingly again. I would argue that going through this process without professional assistance is very similar to going to court without a lawyer. It, you know, you could get lost in the process and not know what happened to you. And when some people will tell you, oh, yeah, you could do this on your own, yes, the government will be the first person to tell you, you don't need the help of professionals to do this process. We'll do it for you for free. They're the ones that are going to send you the letter that says you have to keep paying. And that would be, to me, I compare that to, you know, taking the, and sending the sheep into the wolf's den. You know, you walk in there and they just know exactly what questions that they're going to ask you. You have no idea. You answer them, you know, honest, true answers. But trust me, this is such a gray area that your answers can go either way. And if you give the same information to two different bureaucrats across this country, you may get two separate decisions because it's a subjective interpretation of your situation. And one person might see it differently than another person. In fact, I've on many occasions heard reasoning and rationale that is quite contrary to law, but they're given the authority of the minister, of the government, and it's they're so powerful that that 1 5-minute conversation that they might have with you will determine whether or not you have to pay these premiums for the rest of your life. And we could be talking of hundreds of thousands of dollars over the working period between you and your company. The onus is on you. You've got to do something about it. You heard it here. Now you're going to get educated. If you give us a call today, we're going to send you a free employment insurance refund package for family business. And in this package, there's no cost, first of all. There's no obligation. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-999-2221. I'm going to mail you out this package, this free package. I sent you one there. I think you've got a copy of that.
Yeah, I've got one.
It contains the tabs on the sides here, for example. The Grants International one-hour refund system. This explains what you're going to go through. We only need 1 hour of your time over the next year to take you through this process. It's a very quick and easy thing for you to do to find out for sure. It also contains how much can you save, the amounts, the dollar values that we talked about, the $8,000 backwards per person, the $120,000 in savings for three family members over the next 15 years. It contains who is eligible. All sorts of frequently asked questions about who's eligible and, you know, different situations that I've encountered. why you need the services of a company like Grants International as opposed to doing this on your own. Why Grants International frequently asked questions. Our consulting services agreement is built right in here. You just tear it out. It's on perforated page. And, of course, all sorts of testimonials from our existing clients and that great DVD that is free. You can put into your computer. You can watch it on your DVD player. Seven of my customers allowed me to follow them around with a camera, told their stories. The same kind of shock that you're thinking when you're sitting there listening to this show. You know, you're thinking, oh, this can't apply to me. This is too good to be true. Watch the DVD. It's the same experience that everybody has. Nobody envisions that this is happening to them, but this is happening. There is that $50 billion employment insurance surplus. It's not being done on purpose, but the way that the system has evolved, this is what's going on right now. If you are related to the owner of the company, or if you employ your family, pick up the phone, dial 1-888-999-2221. Let me mail you out this package. And have a look. It's not going to take 10 minutes of your time.
Darren Earn is my guest from Grants International. The number, if you want to give them a call, is 1-888-999-2221. That's 1-888-999-2221. Our number here, if you've got any questions for Darren, 974-8255. Like to hear from you with any questions you may have. Back with more in just a minute.